I'm starting my fifth year as Monroe Education Association president. I am proud to be a member of the Monroe teaching staff. I'm a Monroe resident, and I'm proud of the progress of our district. That includes teachers, support staff, and most importantly, our students. I am also proud of the working relationship that has been established with MEA, the board, and administration. Many times we approach a problem from different perspectives, but our mutual interest is always to reach a resolution. This district is at a crossroads. Because of our current method of funding from the state, Monroe, like other districts surrounding us, is faced with a levy. It is essential that this levy pass if we wish to continue, not only with the same level of education for our kids, but also to move forward in a positive direction. It is, therefore, with great concern and sadness when I read such negative statements regarding our district in the newspaper and on The Voice. I think these formats allow for incomplete information to be dispersed that leads our community to believe that there are all kinds of secret maneuvers being conducted. I have not met any employee, and this includes the superintendent, the treasurer, the principals, the teachers, custodians, and others, who is not here for the children. As educators, we are dedicated to the Monroe students, and our decisions are based on their education. Therefore, I do not want us to lose track of what this levy is about. It is not about Mr. Elam, or Mr. Irwin, or the staff, or even me. It is about this community and the school district they wanted to develop, which they deserve. It is about the students. And let's not lose focus on the real meaning.